Holy Defense, Picture of Values. In the name of God, Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the program. These days, we commemorate the Iranian nation's unique battle in one of the greatest wars in the 20th century. 40 years ago, Saddam of the Ba'athist repressive regime in Iraq launched an all-out war upon the order of his masters in Washington, Tel Aviv, and Soviet Moscow in a vain bid to overthrow the nascent Islamic Republic system in Iran. We have prepared a 7-part program on this occasion. Stay tuned for the 5th part. Dear listeners, welcome to the 5th episode of this series. The values that were manifested during the Holy Defense didn't belong merely to the combatants, but their family members too. Mother of martyr Majid Qambari says, Majid was 18 years old when he decided to participate in the war. His father told him, "Wait till I return from the front," but he loved to go to the front. Then I told him, "I don't like to see your broken arms and legs. Take care not to come back injured." He laughed and said, "Be sure that I will come in a way that even you won't see my body." I told him, "What are you saying?" He kept silent. On the day of sending our children to the front, I saw that all Basijis were sitting by their mothers, but Majid was going here and there. I asked him, "Why aren't you sitting here beside me in these last moments?" At first, he just refused to answer, but as he saw my insistence, he answered, "When I sit here and see that motherly look in your face, I fear lest the Satan may tempt me and prevent me from going." In the last moment, he just came and kissed me, saying, "Mommy, I will stand in the middle of the bus to look at you. Let us look at each other as long as we can." When the bus moved, I looked at him and waved for him till I couldn't see him. That was our final meeting. A few days later, we heard the news of his martyrdom. Just as he had said, his body didn't come and hasn't come yet. Iranian families played a very important role in different junctures of the Islamic Revolution and preservation of its achievements, especially during the Holy Defense. It is impossible to speak of the values of the Holy Defense without mentioning the impact of the families of combatants and martyrs. Although war looks a male phenomenon, mothers and wives of combatants and martyrs assumed half of the responsibilities during those difficult years. Mothers of those great and brave personalities trained them and then patiently spent the days and months that they were on the fronts. The wives of those great men also sacrificed their emotions and sentiments in the way of God so that they could fight on the fronts with no concern. Ayatollah Khamenei says about the patience and steadfastness of the mothers and wives of martyrs, "The importance of the Holy Defense lies in this. A mother with this identity, with this high position, with this indescribable feeling, both endures her son's migration to the fronts of the imposed war and his martyrdom, and boasts of it. Throughout the 8-year Holy Defense and after that, we heard no complaint of the mothers. On the contrary, we found mothers more epic than fathers. I had the honor of sitting with some of the families of martyrs on their carpet, under their ceiling, and warmly talked to them. So far, I do not remember even a single case among thousands of cases that the mother has complained of her son's martyrdom. They rather express pride and honor. This is very important. This mother, with such motherly emotions and such selflessness towards her son that is not ready to let him be hungry at work or the like, tolerates his martyrdom, his migration, his separation without complaining. These are very important points in my view. During the eight-year imposed war, the families of combatants fervently attended mosques and places where public assistance was gathered for the fronts. In fact, this would spread the fragrance of martyrdom and self-sacrifice everywhere. Even the old women would participate in these activities. You could see them sewing and weaving clothes for combatants or preparing nuts, dried fruits, jam, pickles, and so on for them. One of the combatants mentioned his very nice account, saying, "Once we were working at the logistics of the front. Our friends were opening the packs and parcels that had been sent by people. Suddenly, one of my friends began crying. I asked the reason. He said, 'I opened a small pack of almond kernels. There was a piece of paper with it. It read, "Dear sons, I am your poor old mother. I had nothing to send you but a number of almonds that I broke and tasted all of them to be sure that they are not bitter." The eight-year holy defense of the Iranian nation against the global arrogance and Zionism depicted the most beautiful pictures of human values for the next generations. Many wives of martyrs who had just married would sell their rings to spend it for the war. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "The eight-year war is an unending treasure trove for our nation." Until next episode, goodbye.